finishing up here on the Dunham and Miller Show, and look at this.
Hey, Overclapper.
It's not Norm. It's bad radio.
Woo!
Bob's drinking.
Yeah.
It's early in the morning.
Hell yeah, bitches. Back where we belong, from 10 to noon.
You think that's a loss of composure, by the way, Eddie Belfour's? Isn't that Eddie Belfour?
No, those are some of our fighting forces in Iraq.
That's the fake Tom blowing up something in Iraq.
Oh. Do we have the Eddie Belfour when he got off the plane? When he got off the plane, he was doing that?
It was in the locker room in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after the Stanley Cup.
He had a few swigs.
Okay.
Oh, my.
How did I not
Can I give you my
break?
Favorite Tom Green moment?
Okay.
All right.
It's Gordo was interviewing Tom Green earlier today on the ticket.
It's the possible bear trap.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't know what that
I got
means.
A lot of email on this from people and bringing it up about the bear trap of me saying, you know, I don't...
You said...
I don't have as many balls as you, and then
yeah,
I,
you
started to correct... I said, well, I guess, you
yeah,
know,
you,
because it, he's
that's
had
the
testicular
exact moment.
Cancer.
Exactly. He has one ball. And in fact...
Now, this is Tom? This is one of America's fighting...
No, this is Belfour.
Oh, okay.
In fact, you do have more balls than him, yet you had claimed that you don't have
yes.
the
I have
balls
more
that he has.
I have more physical balls than he has.
What a cheap shot.
But he has Maybe more psychological this. Balls.
Yeah.
But you did... I thought you caught yourself.
Yeah.
And we're about to go there, but then you didn't. You veered back off.
I veered back off.
Onto the track,
but
I guess.
But he understood it, and he acknowledged it. He said, yes, I make jokes about that as well.
You think year five Gordo would have gone for that?
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps.
Tom Green and I would have been slugging it out.
On the edge, Gordo. Controversial Gordo.
Why can't I make the e-brake?
Yeah,
I made you guys an e-brake.
Okay, I heard that. And, well, A, Grooves didn't bring it to our attention, and B, I didn't think it happened this week.
I tried so hard to make you an e-brake this week. And
what was it?
What'd you do?
Let's go ahead and play it. Do we have it
the
in
Jack
there?
Bauer anecdote.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
And, like, Ryan's had a hiccup or something, and that one.
Well, when you don't realize what segment you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one.
Oh. I'm sorry. I have a small Jack Bauer anecdote. Would you like to hear a
well,
Jack...
you brought it to the right place.
Would you like to hear a Jack Bauer anecdote? My friends
yes.
from college happen to be the Bauers.
Your mom goes to college.
Their real name?
Yes. They had recently had a boy. And they were...
No way.
They wanted to name it Jack.
They loved the name Jack, but then bounced out of Jack because they didn't want... Smart. To have a kid named Jack Bauer. My thought process is, by the time this kid is 15, won't Jack Bauer be such a...
An afterthought?
An afterthought? Or is Bo Duke never an afterthought?
Maybe the teacher calling his name in school, maybe the second grade or third grade, or say Jack Bauer and laugh or something, but the kids will have no idea.
They really wanted Jack Bauer. They don't watch 24, but so many people, when they bounce the name Jack off their friends, said, you can't do that. What'd I say?
Nothing.
Oh, I really did say.
Yeah.
You did. You totally
Sometimes
said it.
Just things happen.
God, it's almost like.
Like you planned that.
Your reaction, though, was amazing. It was almost like that was the first thing that triggered.
I pay attention.
All right, well, I beg your pardon.
Dan and I locked eyes immediately.
Yeah.
Did you want to restate that slowly?
No.
Or do you feel we're the editing?
I don't see what's wrong with what he did.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either.
Jack's off the list.
Right.
They're not going to do that. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it shouldn't have been a
right.
break.
Lucky list.
What does that mean?
What? I don't know. You guys
like
ready
who
to go
does?
On your big Stars trip?
Just trying to help your show.
Donovan, where are you?
Yeah,
you need
we should
to be over
explain.
Here sharing
put
a mic
the,
with me.
Why do you put Donovan in the back of the room?
Donovan should be sharing a microphone
I'm
with me.
It.
No, come here,
That's
Donovan.
Terrible. Come over here. Sit by me. Come on.
Let's explain to the
That's
listeners why
it looks
bad
like Kimbo Slice has a court appearance. Is what it looks like.
And why Norm will be doing their shift today from noon to 3.
Of a microphone. Midday is the way they are meant to be done.
Underrated.
Because Bob and Dan and Donovan are going on the Stars road trip this weekend, and you
Yay.
Leave early.
Well. Again,
and that's why you're all dressed
again,
up. Everybody's
again,
wearing suit and tie.
They need help.
Donovan, sit your black butt down.
Oh, my jeez.
I'm sitting down, Norm. Thank you.
He didn't really say that, right? That's an edited one?
No, he said it.
Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, Norm's on a bender all night.
Yep.
Got in late. Sleeping it off right now, and he'll be ready at noon.
Actually, he was here at like 6 o'clock this morning.
Was he really?
Yes.
He's weird. Boy, you guys get a good road trip. This is a very cool trip.
Or it could go really wrong.
Well, I don't know about the level of competition you'll see in terms of what the home team will produce, but three, you get three really cool places.
Three and, resort cities, you know?
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Are you working out?
Crosby, Ovechkin, and Miller?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun hockey for at least the home teams, perhaps.
Right.
Slight reduction.
The new bad radio alarm.
It's a great honor to be reduced in this manner by the Musers. Not everybody gets acknowledged in that way.
I miss you guys. I haven't seen you guys in forever.
I know.
Ticket stuff.
It's great.
Just trying to help your show.
Come on, it was great to be able to drive in and listen to some Musers on the radio.
Come on in.
As you fire fastballs at Tom Green.
We were throwing some fastballs at him, weren't we?
Fastball.
Poor guy.
Are you up being a
what do you guys got today for your hour and a half show?
What an easy shift, huh?
Jeez, isn't it unbelievable?
We're going to do like a shift? Ticker and then we'll be done.
2 hours.
We just planned
2 hours. 10 to
on
noon.
On a napkin.
Sleep late.
Sleep home, late and have your lunch. Whole day.
Mock draft.
We're going to be golfing at 12:30.
Unbelievable. Best shift in radio.
I am out.
10 to noon.
Are you waking up?
Again. Kat has told us this mix has to be done by 10:20.
Oh,
no.
10:20 or else they'll just fire off
straight commercials.
He told us 9:59.
Birthdays.
Now.
Let's do birthdays.
He doesn't like us to go past 10.
How will we get through a day without knowing his birthday it is?
Oh, no. He short circuits.
Yeah, baby!
Hey, does it usually take months to morph into something like that?
Whatever happened to Grand McDowell?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she passed away. Hey, thanks for bringing that up, George.
Only had one
eating on the air going.
That's tough.
One goal.
That's tough.
Just was to stop her grandson from eating on the air.
Spaghetti.
Not the air, are you dead?
She was a big fan of radio and never liked it when anybody would eat
that's
on
right.
the air.
That's right. She was old school. Stickler. You don't eat on the air.
There's one thing she didn't want
Edward R. Murrow, did he ever eat on the air?
Mm-mm.
Rarely.
Nope.
And he's going to be...
Oh.
What was that?
It's,
Yeah!
Oh, dear.
I think Jerry's getting comfortable with the new array.
2 hours.
Hmm? What?
What are you guys doing?
Isn't this where Jerry usually naps?
Yeah.
From 10 to 10?
It looks like George has a black puppet on his lap.
We have Jacques Talk.
We got a new, yeah, a new act. It looks like a new vaudeville act.
It looks like Lester and, what was that?
Like Donovan sitting on his knee?
Donovan's on my lap.
Yeah, Donovan is sitting very close to George because they're sharing a microphone right now, and Donovan's wearing a, tie and
hey,
dress
George,
shirt.
Who's your new friend?
Y'all right. do a routine.
See if you could drink a cup of water and have him talk.
Yeah. don't follow up on that comedic idea.
Best times ever.
What's weird is Donovan just sits over there and laughs. He never actually says anything into the mic. They just share a mic.
It's you got
why is he
talk?
Even over there?
Yeah, why did you invite him to that mic if you're not going to let him talk?
This is what goes down from noon to three. I just look and laugh. And then they point at me when I can talk.
There you go. So, what else you guys got coming up
today? Got the goose.
Got the goose.
Shoes.
Oscar predictions.
Jacques talk.
Barbershop talk.
Everything you always wanted to know about sports, but were too afraid to ask.
Yeah. Okay, question here. How much is a field goal worth? Okay, this is a good question. It's not a stupid question. It's a good question.
Because our listeners don't know.
That's right.
So,
Bob, you like to breathe air, right?
I do.
Okay, good, good. We'll take that and we'll build on it. Okay,
reduction.
By the way, congratulations on Chubasic.
Yeah, what's that all about?
We distance from
so
that.
So you created, then you back away?
Yeah. Well, you could see it in Mike's eyes that he didn't...
They start itching?
No.
Here's the genius move on distancing. Because Bassick doesn't care.
I think does care.
He's had excrement poured on him in major league locker rooms. He's been hazed before. So, but distancing now makes everybody, like in his family and everybody listening that he knows, think that he's a big baby and that he cares. So distancing makes him look even worse now.
Like I disagree. I saw it in his eyes that it hurt him. And
if anyone,
and so then I tried to pin it all on George and back away. That was my game plan.
He lived at Shea Stadium. You don't think he can handle Gordon?
But what he wants to do is get into broadcasting, and it doesn't help when you're claiming that he sounds like this all the time. Hey, Mike, did you see the game last night? Or no, the other one, the talking one. That's the one that cracks me up. Hey, Mike, pop on here for a second. Did you watch the Stars play? I'm sorry, I can't quite understand what you're saying. Could you repeat that, Mike? Okay.
Poor guy.
So that's what you don't do anymore.
Exactly. That's the kind of humor
that's what we're trying to stop.
That I shan't engage in.
Chewbacca.
And somebody sent me that picture of the real Chewbacca throwing a first pitch out, and he's left-handed too.
That's a nice changeup.
Should be getting pitched in the bonds.
So what else are you guys doing?
Hey, we're done. You leaving. Guys have a great show.
Oh, wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Coming up next.
Where are you going?
We're not going to take up 20 minutes of your two-hour show.
Why?
We're exhausted.
That's terrible. We're not doing that.
What about...
God, Norm has been stealing money from this company
what
for
about
15
Fitz?
Years.
Bad Radio's
Let's
next.
Let's do bits.
Tiger.
Something funny.
Hey, Tiger, pop on with
Hi,
us.
Hey, guys.
Yeah!
And that wraps it up tonight for Sports Final. Sorry about all the problems. Stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have more news tomorrow night on the station. Drive safe. Take care.